Using the inmates of concentration camps as subjects in medical research might even have seemed to these doctors to be ethical if it contributed knowledge for the greater good. Cruelty for its own sake was a part of ordinary Nazi guards' behavior. Sadly, there is no shortage of horrific examples, but I have selected just one from the biography of Thomas Burgenthal. At just 9 years old, Thomas was rounded up with thousands of Jews and taken to Auschwitz. There he had to watch while an inmate was forced to hang his friend who had tried to escape. An SS guard ordered the inmate to put a noose around his friend's neck. The man couldn't fulfill the order because his hands were shaking so much with fear and distress. His friend turned to him, took the noose, and, in a remarkable act, kissed his friend's hand and then put the noose around his own neck. Angrily, the SS guard kicked the chair away from under the man to be hanged. 9-year-old Thomas and the other inmates, watching the man kissing his friend's hand, rejoiced at that simple act that said, without words, "I will not let my friend be forced to kill me." Thomas survived Auschwitz, perhaps because his father taught him to stand close to the shed when Dr. Mengele was making his selection of who would die, and described this story in his book, A Lucky Child. The empathy within the friendship comes through so powerfully in this awful situation, as does the extreme lack of empathy of the guard. If the aim was to punish or to set an example,